Well, I kind of knew that this was something that was happening, but now it's sparked a firestorm online. A recruiter for a company sparking debate because they were flabbergasted by a candidate for a job who refused to complete a post-interview task because, quote, it looked like a lot of work.
So the person trying to gain employment doesn't want to put work in to get the job.
Well, the way it was this. They had interviewed for the job already.
Okay.
So that had already happened. And then the recruiter shows up saying, hey, really enjoyed the call I had with you. Please see our attached financial modeling test. We need you to complete this financial model for us.
Okay.
And the applicant said, you know, without knowing where I stand in the process, this really looks like a lot of work. I'm not comfortable spending 90 minutes in Excel.
Okay. And I assume this is someone that is sending their application out to multiple employers.
I mean, almost certainly.
Right.
Yeah, right. Almost certainly. It sparked a huge debate. Some agreed with the recruiter saying, hey, this is just part of the application process these days. But others said what the employer was asking is crazy and you should pay someone for that kind of time to do a task you assign them.
Now, keep in mind, this was for an investment analyst position.
Yes.
So asking them for some sort of a financial quiz
right.
might not be totally out of line.
It may not be totally out of line, but I mean, you have references for that. You know, that's why you list references.
Yes.
But that's why you maybe show work in a portfolio or something like that.
That's possible. Maybe
right.
That wasn't the case here. Maybe
not to do free work for someone you don't work for.
Well, if they're saying, hey, our other analysts couldn't crack this nut.
Right.
You give it a go, and
right.
if you nail it, we'll hire you. I get it. But it sounds like they're just doing an aptitude test.
Well, another person who is involved in kind of the same field says, a lot of places are using applicants for free labor.
Okay, see, if that is the actual case,
yeah.
Oh yeah, it's crappy.
Right. I think it's crappy no matter what.
Yeah.
You shouldn't give homework to job applicants.
Unless it's an aptitude test to see if you're right for the position. Like, if you can't do the basic tasks we're going to be asking you to do, we want to know now.
I'm telling you, that's why references are on the sheet, man.
Yeah, but not all references are a good indicator of what your skill levels are.
Well, that's...
I mean, you take a risk in hiring people,
yeah, you
I
take
suppose.
A risk, exactly.
But if you're overwhelmed with candidates, maybe this is a way to thin the herd as well.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
And it also goes to show you, you know, hey, this is the kind of sucker that will do anything I ask.
Well, you do want a go-getter, right?
It's exactly right.
Yeah.